Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Here's something we're not doing very well with. We think we are, but it's a surprising case where we have a blind spot, and that's when it comes to buckling up.
Mm-hmm.
We all think that we buckle up pretty much all the time, except for the few people who just refuse. No
well,
matter what.
And you get the ding, 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 ding for about 2 minutes.
90 seconds. I have a friend, every time she'll get in her car, she'll call. And I'll hear ding, ding, ding.
The whole time you're talking to her?
90 seconds.
You think that maybe she would just put the seatbelt in and not have to listen to the ding and just have it buckled in the whole time, you know what I'm saying, and just not use it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she wear the seatbelt?
She doesn't like them.
I mean, does she say why?
No.
What makes no sense is I'm adamant about seatbelts. I will not get in a car without buckling my seatbelt.
Me too.
Unless I'm in an Uber.
Okay, that's
funny. Which makes no sense.
Because that's exactly what they said.
What?
That's the place where we're not wearing our seatbelts.
Oh, I do still.
I would too. I find it odd that that's so different. But that's good that you are, Tori, because you can explain to us what the logic is.
I will say the only time I don't is when I'm on a third row seat in someone's car.
Yeah.
And I'm in the very, very back. I'm like, I got enough cushion between here and that window.
Yeah. What if someone rear-ends you?
Huh?
They hit you from behind.
Well, what's the seatbelt going to do then?
Keep you from flying through the front of the car and out the window?
I want to hit all my friends' head going by. Bow, 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 bow.
I'm betting that they are thinking that there's cooties all over those Uber seatbelts from all those people that have ridden in the car. And, like, you know, it's like they got nastiness on them.
Here's my theory. I believe they're like, well, it's just for a short trip. Or, oh, it's, you know, it's not like when you normally drive all the time, so you need to wear your seatbelt every time you drive. You're like, I don't do this very often, so I'm not going to worry about it.
There is no logic. There's no logic to why I don't do it. And, I mean, taxis, when they were a thing, same thing, wouldn't buckle. But now, I mean, with Uber.
It's because that back seat don't ding for 90 seconds. If it did, Uber would say.
Yeah, probably.
That's true.
Which makes no sense. Why do they not care about the people in the back seat? Why does it not ding?
Well, technically, it's safer.
They got that glass, too. You know, if anything were to happen, your face just goes slammed up on that glass.
Uber, I think you were in a police car.
I was referring to taxis.
Oh,
some taxis.
Yeah, I saw a meme where someone says, boy, my Uber driver's got a real attitude, and they're taking the picture, and it's obviously they're in the back of a police car.
Yeah.
They say that most people wear their seatbelts, but the one situation where they're less likely to wear a seatbelt is in Ubers or ride shares. They say it's usually because you're in the back seat, which people see as less dangerous, and it's a short trip, and they usually are going to be like, it's just a short trip. But the back seat isn't really that safe. They found that rear seat riders are 8 times more likely to get injured in a crash if they're not buckled up. And you can become a projectile.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Drivers are twice as likely to be fatally injured in a crash if the person sitting behind them isn't buckled in.
Mm-hmm.
My wife will not let you ride in the car with her without buckling up because she says that she doesn't want you to hit her in the car crash. Which does make sense, judging from this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it depends on where you're sitting. If you're sitting in the passenger seat, you're not going to hit her.
Well, it depends on the wreck. I mean, cars flip around in the air and spin around all directions.
I still think that seatbelts are a personal item, kind of.
What do you mean by personal item?
In the car, you know, it's like, I use that every day. It's got all my cooties on my seatbelt. And so when you are like Uber drivers, you know, that's everybody else's cooties are on that and they're afraid they won't catch something.
What cooties do you have around your stomach?
Well, it's your, you touch it with your hand. It's like, you know, you don't know where my hand's been. I don't even know where it's been sometimes.
You're a dirty person.
Yeah.
basically, Hawk is a germaphobe. So this is for him. He doesn't think about it like most of us.
I'll be honest. Most time, I like somebody else to buckle me in. It's like I'm three. I'm a toddler now.
Mama.
Yeah.
Well, they say you should buckle up. Like I said, 8 times more likely to get injured in a crash if you're in the back seat and you're not buckled up. I don't care. I hope, like Cato's situation, you don't hit nobody, but it's his business if you don't want to get saved or not.
Cato said he's high-fiving people on the way out. Yeah. You didn't hear him?
Smacking him in the back of the head. Bam, bam, bam.
That's not a high five.
Quick question for this person who doesn't like to wear a seatbelt. Do they use them on the roller coasters when you go to a theme park?
I've never been to a theme park with her.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? No, I just don't need mine.
I'd be like on the ride, they'd go upside down. You'd be like, bye.
Yeah, have fun.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I want to talk about something. I don't know if this has ever happened to you or not, but have you ever just wound up in the hospital and you didn't know why? You woke up and you're sitting there and you're like, why am I here?
I've always managed to go in conscious, so I've always known that I was going, and I got in a fight once. Guy punched me and my lower teeth came through.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, I basically sat in the waiting room until they got some guy who had never done cosmetic surgery before who butchered up my mouth.
So, but you knew someone took you there and you knew where you were going to hospital.
I walked away from the fight at that point. One of my friends jumped in. And I got driven to the hospital by a friend.
So, Dad was telling me a story of his neighbor fell off a ladder. And just knocked. We wound up in the hospital.
And he just woke up in the hospital.
Yeah, he just woke up in the hospital because he was climbing up to get on his roof and somehow fell off.
It's like I'm cleaning the gutter, the leaf gutters, and then I'm in the hospital. I have no idea what happened.
What happened?
How did I possibly end up here?
and if anybody's listening, feel free to call in.
I'm not calling in.
So you wound up in the hospital? 1-800-386-0937. What's your story, Cato?
I'm not going to tell it.
You ain't?
But yes, I woke up in the ER.
Okay.
And like, why am I in the hospital? A friend of mine standing over me, I'm like, what happened?
You okay?
He goes, you got knocked out.
Oh, wow.
You got sucker punched, didn't you? From behind.
In the back of the head.
That didn't know it was coming. Wow.
And I hit a brick wall and slid down it. My head, I had a bald spot where I slid down.
He's been fine, though. I haven't noticed anything wrong with him at all.
I did it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
right.
Not fun.
Well, we're getting calls.
And the crazy thing, I was out partying, and a friend of mine worked in the ER, and all of a sudden, she came around the corner. She goes, I followed the alcohol smell, and it's you. And I'm like, shut up.
All right. So if you have a story where you just wound up and you woke up in the hospital, feel free to call us this morning. B93.7, hello.
Hi, morning.
How did you wake up in the hospital?
So I was at my best friend's wedding, and of course, at the bridal bouquet toss, everybody went for it, like a whole gang of us went for it, and I ended up like, I guess I hit my head against somebody else's body, maybe some hard part of their body, and like, next thing I knew, I was in the hospital, and I had this like huge bump, and apparently I had a concussion from
gosh.
Did you catch the bouquet, though?
Yeah. All that mess. And I didn't even catch the bouquet.
So. Oh, man, because if you had, you probably would have married your doctor or something.
I do want to see that video. I love the videos when the girls are going for it, man. It's like watching a football game. and do you really marry... Are you the next person that marries somebody?
We know that's not true.
It's not true.
Because you know those dates... The guys are sitting there going, please don't catch it. Please don't catch it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's there with a date.
Well, and the guys are going, oh, my God, she is so desperate.
We were all going for it.
That's true. Well, they were all desperate.
It's the sport of it.
Well, that's a fun story. Thanks for sharing this morning. We love you.
Hey, we're happy you remembered it.
Okay, we're talking about stories where you wound up in the hospital. B93.7, hello.
Hey, guys. Man, I don't know how to say it, but this getting old thing is no joke at all.
Hey, you know what? Getting old sucks, but it beats the alternative.
What, younger?
No, dying.
Yeah, you're right about it. I don't know, man. I was at the playground with my kids to try to show them about the monkey bars because, you know, my kids, they're just tablet kids now. They're just inside all the time.
Right,
you know?
They don't go out at all.
So I'm hanging out at the playground playing with my kids, and I decide to show them how the monkey bars are done. And I'm on it for maybe 3 minutes. I do the three rungs on the bars. And then my whole shoulder just tightens, strains up, and I fall down to the ground. When I hit the shoulder that I strain on the ground, put me in the hospital.
Oh, no.
So, like, did you hit your head, too? Did you pass out and wake up in the hospital?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And so now my shoulder's in a sling, and I'm thought monkey bars aren't even high. You know, this is a kid's playground.
Yeah.
5 feet, maybe 6 feet, maybe. And I felt just that distance and now have a minor concussion.
I got to say, and you know what? For me personally, those playgrounds, they're dangerous. There's all kinds of things that can happen. And I know they put some of that mulch down to protect you. But you could do that, fall off the monkey bars. You know, catching a kid at the bottom of a slide, it'll shock you. And you got that static. You're like,
wow.
You know, sometimes you just put your hands back and it's like, you know, the kids come down and they feel like they're safe because you're like, you got your hands like you're going to catch them. And then all of a sudden it's like you feel that static. And you're like, oh, I'm not going to catch a kid. And he goes flying off the slide. That's dangerous.
Oopsie. Walk
you know
it
what?
Off.
I've fallen off seesaws before. You know how that you get someone bigger on a seesaw and you go up and you fall off the seesaw?
I've actually tilted, you know how you go up in the air and you fall over and fall into the other person.
Yeah,
you roll across the seesaw.
Never seesaw with Tom, I'm just saying.
I don't even know what's going on. It took them like 10 minutes to stop playing. They thought I was just doing a thing, you know?
That was funny, Daddy.
All of a sudden going bananas on the monkey bars.
Wow.
Well, that's an unusual story. Thanks for sharing it this morning. We love you.
Thanks, guys. Love
Thank
you guys.
Thank you. It's not just us.
No. So, have you ever wound up in the hospital? So, 1-800-386-0937, tell us how you wound up in the hospital.
So, I was just riding my bike one day on my usual route. Nothing interesting, you know, nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, it's like I almost blacked out, and I don't know what happened, but I woke up in the hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay, what happened?
So, a squirrel had jumped out of a tree, kind of knocked me in the head, and I fell over and hit my head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
A squirrel attack.
Oh, no.
A squirrel attack.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I had a bike accident, ended up in the hospital, but I was conscious the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I changed my story to something like, I don't know, I pulled out in front of a truck.
Yeah. Did you have a helmet on?
It's not a fancy story, that's for sure.
Did you have a helmet on?
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't have a helmet.
Oh, okay.
Y'all should always wear a helmet because of those squirrels.
They're dangerous. Those dangerous squirrels will get you every time. That is a crazy story. Thanks for sharing this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem.
B93.7, hello.
Well, I was hanging out with some friends, and then we were drinking a little bit. And
hey, y'all, watch this.
The next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital
and
didn't know what happened at all. And come to find out, I ended up drinking way too much with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And apparently one of our other friends dared me and my best friend to headbutt each other.
Oh.
I dare you to headbutt her.
No way.
That's not how you're supposed to use your head.
No.
So you guys headbutted each other so hard you ended up knocked out in the hospital?
Apparently, yes.
What
and
about her?
I would have believed it, but they have a video and they showed me and I was like, yep.
Okay.
Was your friend knocked out too or just you?
Well, they saw her because she had a really terrible headache, but they said she was just intoxicated and hungover.
So does that mean your friend won the bet?
Her friend definitely won.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
I want to go out with her.
Yeah, we need to party with you, girl.
And I want you to put that on TikTok, please.
Tag us.
Yeah, we appreciate your story. That's a funny one.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Kato, you don't have to feel as embarrassed now. Your story's worse than yours.
I'll be honest, if it ever happens again, I'm going to wake up and pretend like I have amnesia. I don't know anybody.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know where I work.
There's no place like home.
Yeah.
There's no place like home.
So how did you wind up in the hospital or wake up in the hospital? 1-800-386-0937.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, our theme this morning is, how did you wake up in a hospital? We've had people that got attacked by squirrels. people that was going for the wedding bouquet and headbutted the other girl.
This happened to my dad after a motorcycle accident.
Oh,
it was horrible. Yeah. And my mom said the first thing he said when he woke up was, how's my motorcycle? That was the only thing he cared about.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Well, we're taking calls at 1-800-386-0937. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how'd you wake up in the hospital?
I woke up in, well, I didn't wake up there, but I was with my mom, and we both saw a cockroach on the counter, and I went to kill it with a paper towel, and she went to kill it with a steak knife, and landed right on my knuckle and severed my tendon, and I had to have hand surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
Does she know that that's overkill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know what?
But we're not allowed to talk about it because she feels bad, so we can't joke about it.
It's like, yeah. That's when you need that Roach Motel and put the vacancy, vacancy on the front of it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
I find it interesting your mom doesn't let you talk about it now.
Well, because she feels like a bad parent.
That doesn't change whether she's a bad parent just because you don't talk about it.
I know. All right, well, we love you. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hawk and Tom.
Hello.
Hey, how'd you wake up in the hospital?
Well, my ex-husband, we were separated at the time, but we went to lunch after my kid's field day. No alcohol involved, unfortunately. But got on a golf cart, going to lunch. And he turned left, and I slid right off of the seat to the right, and then went to catch myself with the bar up there, and fell and landed right on my head. So got a ride in the helicopter, and don't even remember the ride in the helicopter or anything.
I've been like, can you go over Greenville? I just like to see the mountains and stuff.
Wow, so you just flew off the golf cart, huh?
I flipped around backwards and then fell on my head.
I have fallen off a golf cart. Well, not fallen. I've been slung off a golf cart before.
So have I.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would not. No, no drinking. It was my kids driving.
Okay.
So
never mind.
This is the slowest golf cart ever. And it left me.
Yeah.
Slide right off. It was pathetic. But well, I don't even remember any of it.
Well, we love you. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thanks.
Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hey.
So, how did you wake up in the hospital?
Okay, all right. I listen to your show all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm in Asheville. When I was in high school, back in Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
We were playing tug of war, and unfortunately, I don't know what happened, but had a pull, and I dislocated my shoulder, hit my head, and woke up in the hospital.
I can tell you this,
I don't know what happened.
Wow.
I don't know what happened, but that's what happened. I woke up in the hospital, called my parents after, I think, you know, a couple of hours after, and said, hey, I'm in the hospital. They came, whatever, whatever. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
How long did it take you to kind of recover?
They said I was out for a couple of hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's good sleep, though.
So
sounds painful.
All right, man.
He's like, take two of these and call me in the morning. All right, we love you.
Thanks for sharing that, man.
I appreciate it. Yep. Yes, sir.
Take care. Have fun in Asheville.
Why did he laugh when you said take care?
You have to ask him. I don't know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.